Okay, our friends. So today we are celebrating a U.S. holiday, and that holiday is called
Veterans Day.
Veterans Day. Do you know what a veteran is?
Like, they could be from the branches of the military.
Let's discuss all of this and more in today's story. Why do we celebrate Veterans Day by Grace Hauser? It's actually part of a Creating U.S. Holidays series of books, and there's lots of holidays that we celebrate that she has written about, so you got to check it out, friends. I'll put the link to it on my Instagram, and also I will put a link to it on my Amazon affiliates page. So if you want to get the book, you can. Okay, so let's get started. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Cutie Pie.
Cutie Pie. I'm so happy you're with me, Cutie Pie. You ready? Veterans Day is on November 11th each year. And in the picture, we can see a veteran. He's holding the American flag, and look at this. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 medals hanging off of his shirt, his uniform jacket. Fighting in World War I ended on this day in 1918.
That was over 100 years ago.
It was absolutely over 100 years ago. But it's
actually a long time.
Nobody who fought in World War I is alive now. But there are a handful of people still alive who fought in World War II, which is quite shocking. But in the picture, we can see that there is a memorial, which is a building that someone would make, or a statue that someone would make, some way of remembering a special time. And this one is for World War II. It can be found in the District of Columbia, which is Washington, D.C. And it's beautiful. And it says, "We fought in this war, and we're so glad that it's over." So Veterans Day honors American soldiers of the past and the present. So when we say that, people who have served in the military, if they're serving now, we respect them and honor them on Memorial Day or on Veterans Day. Or if they are no longer with us, we still remember them and honor them. Soldiers serve in the armed forces. So the armed forces are
the military.
The military is very good. That would be the Air Force, the Army, the Coast Guard, the Marine Corps, and
Navy.
Very good. Did you know that each one of these different branches of the military has their own
different theme song?
They do have a different theme song. You're absolutely right.
Different way of saluting.
Different mottos, different outfits that they wear.
Yeah,
and they all. Yeah, and they all do something different. They each have different jobs.
This is the only thing that compares them. They all use guns.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, that's kind of part of, unfortunately, that's part of what war is.
Soldier shields.
Soldiers serve during times of war, and they also serve during times of peace. They protect and rescue. So, let's talk about Veterans Day. People fly flags on Veterans Day, and many cities have parades.
A parade is something where usually it's on Thanksgiving.
That's a big one.
And,
or Christmas, yeah.
And there are floats and people are on the floats.
Yep.
And marching.
Yes.
In parades.
Yep. Birmingham, Alabama holds the oldest Veterans Day parade each year.
Wow.
Yep, they've been doing it for the longest amount of time.
A year, I'm guessing?
It's been over 75 years, I think.
What?
Maybe more than that. Yeah. Yep. Very, very long time they've consistently done it. So people thank soldiers on Veterans Day, and they may also visit memorials. But I want to also mention briefly here that we are not the only country that celebrates Veterans Day. So there are many other countries who have people who have fought in wars that they remember and they thank for their service. And so, do you know any veterans? Do you know anyone who has served in the war? Yeah, you do. You know several. So today, both of your great grandpas did. Yeah, they both fought in World War
II.
That's right. In fact,
I wonder if there's someone in my family that fought in World War I.
There was. Yeah. In fact, you've got people in your family you can trace back to the days of the American Revolution.
Wow.
I know. There's been a lot of wars that our country has been involved in. But that's all that to say. Please remember to...
It's the end. Right?
Mm-hmm. And please remember to thank anyone that you have known or you know who have served your country and have served you by doing so, because that's really what it is. The country is made up of people, and the veterans who are serving in the military are serving the people. Mm-hmm. And what a great thing that we have them doing that.
If you're thankful, you could be thankful of the veterans from the past and present.
Correct, Amundo, big guy.
Or maybe the future.
Why not? And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.